So we're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we're up to the story of the butcher and the wedding of his son. And he comes to his son and says, now it's been brought before me that your Kala is really engaged to someone else. She's prohibited. Listen to me. You give her up. Give over all the jewelry and all the clothing and everything else we prepared, and I'll make you an even better wedding. And this is where we left off last time. And the son turns to his father and he says, okay, Dad, do what you said. I'm willing to accept it. And the butcher says, I brought the guest and I brought the girl and I brought them into the chuppah and I brought people to dance and we made a wedding over there and I gave them everything I had prepared for the wedding. And everything I had prepared for my son, I gave to this new boy. And for a while, they stayed in my house, rejoicing. And I supported them, whatever they needed. And they forgot all their troubles until they themselves said they want to go back to their hometown. And I gave them gifts and food for the road, and I sent them in peace. And whenever people would come from that city, I'd ask how they're doing. And when the rabbi heard that, he said, blessed are you to Hashem, now I can rest in peace. I'm glad that you and I are going to be friends in the world to come. And the Talmud tells us in Tanis that Abaye was shocked when they told him that in the world to come, his portion would be with the barber, his neighbor. And every Erev Shabbos, the barber would wish him well. And they told Abaye in a dream, that man, he's done exceptional things that you could never do. What are the unique things that barber does? Abaye is one of the biggest rabbis in the Talmud. That's where we'll pick up next time.